The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, the San Jose Sharks conclude a three-game road trip looking to get some of their mojo back after a very difficult loss, 2-0 at the hands of the Calgary Flames 2 nights ago. It ended a streak of 7 consecutive games in which the Sharks had picked up points, and a 4-game winning streak also came to an end as the Sharks failed to score a goal against Gilroy native Dustin Wolf, who picked up his 4th career shutout in the process. But it was much, much more than that. The Sharks simply didn't have it, and head coach Ryan Warsofsky, in talking about the game, says that on defense, things really have to improve.
Yeah, everyone's going to play better. All 6 of our defensemen weren't good. The puck play was atrocious. So something that we discussed this morning. We got to work on it. It needs to be better. That's not just 3. That's 9. That's 6. I mean, you name it. Every guy made some pretty glaring mistakes. You guys sit there and watch it. We watch it. We watch it over again. It needs to be better.
Center Ty Dellandrea talked about how the team can resolve what happened in Calgary tonight.
Yeah, I think just getting back to working is the staple. And I think getting some of that energy back. So whether that be yesterday at practice, we were skating hard and kind of reestablishing that's how we play. And then this morning, even though it was an optional, for me personally, it's just getting back to having energy, you know, joking around with the guys out there, getting the spirits up, having fun. You know, that helps me and I think the group, you know, have some energy coming into tonight.
From the head coaching position, Ryan Warsofsky says that this is part of the progression of a young hockey team.
Yeah, probably of where we're at as a team is, no offense, but reading all this stuff about world playoffs and where we are, and we got a long way to go here. There's a lot of hockey left. We're not even close to being a playoff perennial team. We're just not. We're not everydayers yet, and we're learning to be an everydayer. That's probably the next progression of where we're at.
Did the Sharks coach have a sense that things weren't going to go well in Calgary?
That surprised me. I had a day off. You know, we give the guys a little rest after the long flight, and it surprised me. So usually I have a pretty good feel. You can feel it in the energy in the dressing room. You can feel it through morning skates energy. You can feel it just being around the guys through our pregame meetings. And for whatever reason, we did not have it at all. In my 2 years as obviously the head coach, that was one of the worst. So something that we'll learn from and look back at as a coach. You know, maybe we're not ready for the days off. You know, that's something that we learned.
One thing that did go well was the goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov, who made saves like this one throughout the contest. Icing coming up against Calgary. No, they wave it off as it's dumped into the zone. Askarov just gave away the puck behind the net. Zary centers. Great save by Askarov on a one-timer from 15 feet out by Lomberg. But that wasn't the only save that Askarov had to make. Here's some more. Here's Kadri moving back into the Shark zone. On with Coronado, Frost, Huberdeau, and Anderson. Anderson with the puck now. Back to Kadri. Left circle shot toward the net just wide. Enborg, Karaman, Fraud. Oh, what a great save by Askarov off Coronado's one-tip pass. Karaman's able to lift it out for Calgary. Farabee exchanges now with Anderson across the line. Backhand play toward the slot, but Kadri wasn't there. It's in the left corner. Kadri goes to Karaman's in front. Ha-ha! Tips toward the net. What a spectacular split save by Yaroslav Askarov. He keeps the score 1-0, and again, the Sharks were dead to rights on that play, but Askarov saved their bacon. Coming down the left side, it's Lomberg. Moves into the Sharks zone. Desharnais hits Lomberg.
Oh no.
Giveaway there by Orlov. The shot right on goal by Lomberg, and a spectacular save by Askarov. That's the second time that Orlov has done that in this game. Ty Dellandrea says the goaltending has been inspirational.
Yeah, world-class. Asky, Ned, both of them have been unreal. What Askey did the last 2 games, especially when his team didn't have it, and still give us a chance to win those games is incredible.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Alex Nedeljkovic returned to the club after taking some time off for personal reasons, and he will get the start in goal tonight for the San Jose Sharks. Some lineup changes for the Sharks tonight as they face off against the Kraken. Nick Leddy and Shakir Mukhamudulin get back into action for the Sharks on defense. Sitting it out tonight will be Tim Liljegren and Sam Dickinson on D. Zach Ostapchuk was recalled to replace the injured Jeff Skinner, and he will slot into the fourth line position with Ryan Reeves and Barkley Goodrow. Other than that, the same lineup for the Sharks, and they come into this game with some confidence, at least against Seattle, with a 6-1 victory back on November the 5th. But one thing is for certain, head coach Ryan Warsawski is expecting a lot of corrections tonight against the Kraken.
Yeah, for sure. We could kind of see this coming now. As coaches, we could forecast it. We could see it, and as a coach, you try to grab hold of it and explain it, and until you kind of get punched in the face and you start bleeding, you don't realize it. And our game was slipping here a little bit after those two emotional wins at home. Kind of nine periods, we weren't really that great. So our goaltender is the reason why we got some points in some of those games and ultimately win the Minnesota game. So, it's a little bit of a reset for our group. You know, we got to dust ourselves off here and be ready.
One of the defensemen that the Sharks have leaned on a lot this season has been veteran Dmitry Orlov. When he's on his game, Warsawski says he's a tough defenseman to play against.
I remember that when he was in Carolina, when we played against him. He's hard below the top of the circles. You know, we need that. We need that back. We need that consistently to play hard below the top of the circles and close and kill plays. That's how we get out of our own end.
After the game against Calgary, it's pretty obvious that when things aren't going well, you have to dig deep inside that reservoir of emotion and drag everybody back into the fight if you can. Ty Dellandre gave us some thoughts as to how you might do that.
I think if I was speaking personally, for me, it would be being physical. I think I can help by being physical. You know, is it getting a puck in deep and being on the forecheck, getting on the body? And then really changing and setting the next line up for success. So that's something I can do. There's many ways. It could be, some nights it could be a fight, some nights it could be a goal after you've been hemmed for 5 minutes. You know, there's a bunch of different ways, but I like to be physical and get the puck in and play down there. I feel like I bring energy that way.
We'll see you at 6:30. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.